Joining us on The Drive right now, it is Sacramento Kings point guard Darren Collison. Darren, it's Dave and Nate. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, isn't it great to be home? And boy, looking at the schedule, you're just going to be home for all of about 20 minutes, and then you're gone again.
Yeah, I know. That sucks, but... You know, I'll take it because I didn't even know what my home looked like at first.
That's what I'm saying. We're looking at the schedule. I think you have four home games in December. You go right back out on the road after tonight's game versus the Knicks. Then you're back for a game, gone for a game. And then you guys go on that, like, seven-game trip next month. And I think they're going to add that Philly game, making it an eight-game trip. Doesn't it seem like you've had just a ton of road games so far?
It does. Yeah, but I know at some point during the season we should have a lot of homestands, you know, because we've been having a lot of road games early on in the season. So it'll even itself out. It's not good right now, but, you know, it's good once we get them out the way early. And then towards the end of the season, it should come in our favor.
Darren, I want to go back to that win against Dallas because, you know, you guys are kind of scratching your claw on your way towards 500, and there's been ups and downs. But all of the wins, for the most part, it seems like you guys have just really had to work hard for them. Whereas last night, again, it's the NBA, so you got to work hard, but a pretty convincing win, and really you had it in control most of the time. You know, how good did it feel to just kind of get one of those off your chest and be like, hey, we came in here, we took care of business, now let's go home?
Yeah, I think every now and then you need wins like that. You know, you look at some of the games before the Dallas game. You know, we've been right there in the game, ball game, and, you know, we just wasn't able to pull it out. But, you know, when you have a win like that at Dallas against, you know, a good team, a good organization, and they're known to play well at home, and you play like that, it feels good every once in a while to have that type of feeling.
Now, at the professional level, as Darren Collison joins us on KHTK, have you ever seen anything like what Rick Carlisle did? Just, you know what, I've had it. I'm going to tell these guys what I think, and I don't care if I don't have any timeouts. I'm going to eat the technical fouls.
Yeah, I played for Rick. I've been there before. You know, when things are not going well, I know what type of coach he can be, you know, the type of motivator he can be. But, you know, I was just glad I was on the other side from
it. Darren, I don't want to nitpick a 31-point win, but one of the problems with the Kings has been slow starts. The players have said it. Coach has said it. Now, you guys, again, you won by 31, but at the half, you guys were up by four. I feel like that's a really slow start, being that you made up another 27 points in the second half. Is that how you guys felt in the first half, that, yeah, you had a lead, but it was nowhere near the lead it should have been?
Wow, I didn't even notice, to be honest. I do hate the fact that, you know, we get off to slow starts, and it's a combination of things while we do get off to slow starts. And I think over time, you know, those things will be fixed and, you know, be addressed. But as of right now, I think, you know, the guys that are in that first unit, the one thing that you can't control is going out there and playing hard, playing like, you know, we're going to always be the team, you know, to not be favored to win games. You know, if you had that mentality, I think that self-urgency, I think everybody would be, you know, satisfied how to play that first five, 10 minutes. You look at some of the best teams, the start is so important to a ball game. You know, whether you're at home or on the road, the start is very important. So, everybody just has to find it within themselves to have that self-urgency to get off to a good start.
Yeah, I mean, and there's only so many things that, say, coaches can do or whatever. How much of it, I wonder, is a mental game, Darren? I mean, you know, even the best teams, it's hard for them to string together 48 straight minutes of great basketball. Lulls come, but what you really don't want is to have it happen at the very beginning of the game. So how much of that is a mental battle?
Some mental, you know, some, you know, I think everybody is a part of the piece. You know what I mean? It's not just the players. It's not just the coaches. It's everybody. I mean, you know, you have to be able to play good basketball consistently for 48 minutes. You know what I mean? If, you know, you want to be one of the teams in the playoffs, and the first 5-10 minutes of the game, you have to understand, okay, what are you trying to do as a group? You know, in order to get a good start, you know you can get your own shot, but how is the spacing going to help your next teammate? Are you going to get your other teammate involved into the game to get them a good rhythm? You know, are you going to be in the right spot defensively, you know, to stop the first two, three plays? So it's a lot of different things. You know, everybody's a part of the pie. You know, we've been having this issue, you know, for, you know, some time, not just this year, but previously too.
Darren Collison joining us on KHTK. Hey, I know you're always very, very respectful of your colleagues, both on your team and off the team. I'm just going to say, as a fan of the team watching the game last night, I don't think anybody could guard you. And I wonder if you ever go on the floor and figure out real quick and kind of smile to yourself and go, there is nobody here that can stay with my quickness tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think my quickness is an attribute that, you know, it's been helping me be successful in the NBA, you know, regardless of the role that I'm playing. You know, it's tough. You know, you got to pick and choose, you know, because, you know, you have a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, you know, that you got to continue to look and feed him and get him going. And you have Rudy Gay, that's a real good scorer too as well. And then you have other players around him that you want to make sure that they're confident enough, you know, to sustain throughout the game. So, you know, you kind of pick and choose if you need. And then a lot of times you have to be aggressive for them to be better too as well.
Darren, you look ahead to tonight's game against the Knicks, a team you guys have played recently and didn't fare very well against. What can you guys take away from that loss at the Garden and apply tonight?
We didn't play our best basketball at all, you know what I mean? You know, towards the end, you know, we started picking it up and, you know, we made a little run, but we know, you know, we can be better than when we played against the Knicks. And I think having a win against Dallas and letting it carry over and having the fans behind us, I think it should help us.
Darren, how frustrating is Ben McLemore? And I want to explain what I mean. I hear from players and coaches constantly that Ben McLemore's skill level is through the roof. The things that he does in practice are amazing. He's a good kid, and he's a hard worker. And for some reason, and we're all pulling for him since he's been in the league, he is so streaky. He got the start last night. You worry about his confidence. What is it that you can do as a teammate? And again, I'll go back to my original question. You know, I know you're pulling for him, so it's got to be frustrating for you, too, to not have him carry it over.
Yeah, you know, Ben is off the record. You know, he's one of my favorite teammates to play with. Unbelievable personality. Even when he wasn't playing, I'd never seen him complain not one time. And I've been around this league for a while, and I've been around players that haven't played, and all you hear is them complaining how they should play. He didn't complain not one time. He was on the bench. He sat next to the coaches, and he was there for his teammates. And you're right. He does have all the potential in the world for some of the stuff that he does in practice. But I think when you don't have consistency, you know, within the organization, and I think Vlade and Vivek are trying to do a better job of giving us consistency, you know, from the coaching staff. It's tough for a player like that to grow, you know what I mean? So I don't want to put it just on Ben, but Ben needs consistency. He needs a, you know, a coach that he can grow up with, groomed, and have that confidence too. And, you know, it's not easy playing next to, you know, three really good players like myself, Rudy, and Cuz, and to try to find his way too. So I want to just put this all on Ben too. I think Ben is in a unique situation. You know, not many young players have been in the situation that he's been in, where you have so many different coaches, you know, in the organization and try to get better. So I think he's going to benefit on the day, you know, if he just be patient and he has more consistency.
You know, another guy that struggled with consistency as a younger player too, Darren, has been Willie Cauley-Stein over the last couple of games. You know, he's kind of picked it up a little bit, and I heard an inkling with G-Man last night of him saying something to the effect of early in the season, there's a little bit of paralysis by analysis. He's trying to do too much, whereas lately he's just kind of been reacting a little more and letting his instincts take over. And less about Willie, because I think that's shown itself on the court, but coming in with a new system and a new coach and all of that, do you think that that was a problem that was unique to Willie?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's kind of like being at a job and you have three, four different bosses, and each boss is just telling you different things. And, you know, one of the things about, you know, somebody that's above you, you know, not only they're going to tell you different things, but they got to get to know you, and it takes time to get to know you. So him coming into the organization and being under George and having to witness all that and all the experiences that he witnessed last year, then coming to Dave and Dave is telling him something else, you know what I mean? For a young player, that's very hard, you know what I mean? They need to have everything simplified. So they need to have consistency when it comes to authority. Okay, this is what you need to do. This is what I want from you. And that's what Dave is trying to do, you know what I mean? If, you know, God forbid we get another coach and he's telling something different, it's going to be hard for somebody to grow. So William Ben, you know, these are players that could be really good down the road. I think with consistency is going to help them out even more.
Darren Collison joining us on KHCK. Last thing for you, Darren, I know you got to get to this meeting. I'm going to try to phrase this very carefully. There's obviously, we don't know what, something happened in New York last weekend with a couple of your teammates. I don't want to ask you about that specifically, but as an NBA player on the road, as fans, I think a lot of us, we'll look at players and go, why are you at a nightclub after midnight? And then from a player point of view, it's, I'm young, I got millions of dollars in the bank. As long as I show up to work, I have every right to do what I want to do. How do you personally, as a professional, kind of balance those two?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can understand fans' frustration. You know what I mean? It's a thin line. You know, you don't want to keep putting, you know, the organization in tough situations every single night, you know, with these things. And, you know, look, I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know, Our normal day is we go from probably from 9 to 12, you know, that's shoot around and film. And then we get a little nap in between, and then we head to the gym. And from 5 to 10:30, it's either the game, preparation, or getting ready to head back home on the bus. So we really don't have time to ourselves throughout the day. Even when, you know, we're having our downtime, we still exhaust ourselves mentally thinking about what we have to do for the game to perform of thousands and thousands of people. So we really don't have no time to ourselves the way we want to. So that night time is a time where we can, like, kind of relax. You know, some go to the movies or some watch movies at the hotel. And then, you know, a lot of times some guys go out and just try to enjoy themselves because you have to be able to enjoy yourself. You can't just consume yourself with basketball. And, you know, you don't want to put yourself in tough situations, but, you know, you try to find a balance where you can, you know, try to have a little fun and then go back to your work.
Always appreciate it, Darren. Good luck tonight versus the Knicks. Get that home win and then pack those bags again for another short trip, my man.
Oh, no worries. Always a pleasure having me, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you. That's Darren Collison joining us. We'll be right back right here on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.